This is KA2VLA, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in, come now, please. I will now receive calls from regular members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KA2VLA and 5AOW. Good evening, Cliff.
There we have one already. Is anybody waiting? I guess Bill will call on you in 5AOW for a report.
All right, Clint, and 5AOW. Good day today. We had some warm temperatures. Here it got to be, I think it got 53 for the high. Turned out pretty nice. Even the wind was a little bit warmer than it was yesterday. I got quite a bit done myself. Was able to get out and get a few things caught up. Been real pleased with that. I know we're going to get some rain probably tomorrow, but considering it was supposed to rain today, it was a real good day. I would imagine everyone enjoyed that. So back to you, Clint. KA2VLA and 5AOW.
Good report, Bill. I think everybody enjoyed it today. Even though there was a little cool wind around the corners, it still was a nice day. Thanks for coming in. We'll open the net for additional calls. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for calls. Come now, please.
KD2AIT, good evening, Cliff.
Well, there's our leader. Must be he's got the night off. How about a report?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. I think somebody doubled on me, but they can jump in or doubled on you, Clint, but I think they can jump in after I'm done. We're up here at camp. We got a little bonfire going. It's nice. We cooked out some game hens out in the fire pit there, and real nice. We're just sitting back listening to the game on the radio outside and sipping down a couple cold ones. So having a good time up here at camp. Nice and dry. And the roads are like concrete out there. We walked down to your place and took a walk around there. Everything looks good. The river's nice and low. You know, it's not real low, but it's low for this time of year. We went down to the Hayes Camp and everything looked good there. We just took a nice walk around and the place is looking good. So we're doing a bunch of camp projects and got a bunch set up here to do tomorrow. KD2AIT back to KA2VLA.
Good report. Glad to hear that everything is fine and dandy up there. You shouldn't have trouble keeping your refreshments cool. I don't think you need ice tonight. It's 50 out here, but it's a cold 50. Thanks for coming in. We'll open the net again for additional calls. Come now, please.
KA2ZZ.
And there's Jack. KA2ZNZ. How about a good report from you, Jack?
Hi, Cliff. Where we at, Bob? We have a station there. Evening drop. Down around Liverpool here, Central New York, was a warm, fairly warm day. The wind was still on the chilly side, but we got up close to 70. And not much sunshine. In fact, it's supposed to be rain for the next couple of days. Right now, we're about 59 degrees. So that's about it from down here. Yeah, and I doubled, I think, with a couple of the guys that before. So, 7-3 is all. K-A-2-Z.
Okay,
Jet.
Thanks for the report. It's a good report. This is K-A-2-V-L-A, net control, waiting for calls. Anyone have any wants to visit? Come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, Clint.
Good evening, Ray. How about a report, KC2NBU?
I'm standing outside, and it's still 53 degrees up on the hill here, but it's just starting to drizzle a little bit, and mist, I guess. Heavy mist would be a good way to put it.
Okay, Ray. Thanks for the report. Do we have any other members ready to check in? Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank the five members who called in tonight. And 73s to those who are listening in. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
Yeah, I can agree with that. No, not bad. Me and my son are up here at camp.
just hanging out, getting camp stuff done, and not much else really going on. A lot of work, buying a new truck, so I guess that's a good thing. And that's it, waiting for warmer weather.
Yeah, it hasn't been too warm around here the last couple of nights. Last night I think it got down to something like 27. I wasn't really paying that close attention to it. I still have snow on the ground.
I hope it's not much. We got a little snowbank here and there, but pretty much all the snow's gone. Able to drive into camp without running over any at all.
It isn't very much. It's basically a roof shed from mostly the roof of the barn where it comes down off the snow melt.
Roger. Yeah, we got a little bit of that here at the camp, but not bad. It was we got some work done up on the woodshed here today. That's what I call it. Everybody calls it a lousy excuse for carpentry. We built it last year and half of it fell apart already. I'm just not a carpenter at all, in any sense of the word. But I think we bolted it all back together with lag bolts. Maybe it'll stay together this year. Anyway, so we got a bunch of stuff to get done around camp. Got to kind of get it opened up. And providing it doesn't rain all day, the rain's coming in here now.
Yeah, it was supposed to stop sometime around 9 o'clock, they said, but apparently we're getting a little bit more than they had figured on. They said that the southern portion of Tug Hill down to the Catskills was supposed to get the last of the rain, but I guess we're still getting some of it here. Hey, you know, you do the best you can. You put things together, and as long as they stay together, so much for that. Who cares whether it's a good job?
Well, I kept the wood dry, so I guess it did what it was supposed to do. Well, it was just I didn't put enough in the I guess you call them floor joists, if that's what you want to call them. But I just kind of screwed them in there, not thinking about all the weight that was going in there. And so they kind of fell in a little bit, some of them. So we got them today. We went in and drove in about, I think there were 6-inch lag bolts in there on each of the, they were 4x4 joists. So now they're in there pretty tight. I don't think they're going anywhere, but even so, we're going to support them with either some block or stone, whatever we got around here tomorrow, to make sure no matter what, they're not going anywhere.
Well, even if they do, look at the bright side. Always gives you something to do. You won't get bored.
Oh, you should see the list of projects I got up here. Trust me, I'm not getting bored anytime soon. I'm already sore. I've only been up here for a few hours.
How did the
earth
hold up during the winter?
I did a fine job. The only thing that changed was there was a bunch of spider webs. That was about it. So it did good. I got up here a couple times in the winter. I snowmobiled in, and one time I snowshoed in, and came in and checked on the place. It was really nothing going on. I was surprised there was no frost shift in the road. A couple of years, I'd come down my driveway there and it would be soft in the spring, and this year was just as hard as asphalt.
Yeah, for about a week or so, our road was pretty soupy, but seems to have dried out now that the snow's mostly gone, so let's get the tractors up here and start smoothing out the ruts. And we should have a fair roadway. They did, when they put it in, what they did, they took a couple of truckloads of cement powder and they just sprinkled it across the surface of the road and allowed the moisture to just kind of do its job. So we don't have a cemented road, but it's a little more hard-packed than it would have ordinarily been.
Roger. Yeah, we did something similar a couple of spots up here. We got some of that item 4, had a lot of that stone dust in it, and you get a soft spot there that's a problem area, and you dump a bunch of that in there. Boy, once it hardens up, it is. It's almost like mortar. It's in there tough, and we fixed a couple problem areas that way. We got to get some more of it. We got one spot that gets a little soft down in here on a turnaround, but right now, last year we dug out a bunch out of a bank here. We just dug out some a spot there was just naturally, like gravel. It was a lot of sand and tiny pebbles and stone, and we laid that in there, ran over it all, summer and fall, and this year it's just hard packed right in there, no problems at all. So I was kind of happy with that. You know, I was thinking I was going to have to bring in a bunch of stone this year, and it's kind of expensive bringing it down in here, so I'll have to do that now. I might have somebody come up with an excavator and dig me out more of that fill so I have it, but, you know, that's only going to be if I got other excavating projects to do. But anyway, well, not much else to report up here. I hope you're not having to make too many trips back home.
I'm going to have to be making one soon. Got to collect the mail. Hopefully we'll be back up here with it in a day or two after that.
So you got to pay somebody to do that.
I don't trust anybody to do that.
Roger that. Alright, well, we'll let you go. Just wanted to check in and talk with you in a while. And life's been busy lately, so we're hoping to cure that. Trying to get up here a couple weekends a month if I can. So, alright, we'll catch up with you later. N2WBX, this is KD2 AIT. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Jeff, good luck on whatever's going on up in camp, and hopefully now that the trout season's open, you can get out there and drown a few flies. KD2AIT, N2WBX,
I'm clear. KD2AIT, N2WBX. Go ahead, Dennis. This is KD2AIT.
Yeah, I was just reminded, I picked up a transmission, I think it was yesterday, from somebody that was looking for you or Clint from Indianapolis. I was in the car and I couldn't copy down the station ID. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Somebody was looking for either of you. I think he was looking primarily for Clint, but I think you were kind of like the backup.
Yeah, I have an idea what you're talking about. I was call sign with me here, but yeah, somebody came in on Echolink. He used to live up in this area, and he knows Clint. His name escapes me now. I just met him here about a month ago, but yeah. Okay, when I get back up there to my home base, I'll definitely shoot him a message there.
Yeah, he said he was originally from Rome.
Roger, yeah, he used to be in, he used to be on the Nets and everything. He used to check in all the time. I remember he knew my grandfather. I just, for the life of me, his name's escaping me. And if I don't have my list in front of me, you know, forget about it.
Hey, he told me his name, but I don't remember it either. All right, I just want to give you a heads up. That's all I have. N2WBX, I'll be clear. And on a site.
All right, Dennis. Have a good night. KD2AIT, clear.